Today is June the 5th, 1981. This is Madeline Bubel Kep interviewing Howard Cheerhart at his home in Castroville, Texas. I am interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. The subject we're going to talk about today is recreation, things you did for fun as a young man, a boy, a young man, and all through your life, which is part of the Oral History Project. But first of all, I want to get something of your family background. First of all, what were your parents' names?
My daddy's name was Frank Cheerhart.
All right. And your mother?
And mama's name was Annie Grove.
Okay. And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Five brothers and, six brothers and four sisters.
All right. Would you name them for me, please?
Well, I was the oldest one, Howard. And then was Harry. He died in 18. And then was Clarence. And then was Alma. And then was Corrine. And then was Sylvie. And then was Alvin. And then was Billy Marion. And then it was Sis, Lawrence.
Lawrence, okay. And what was your birth date?
My birthday was 15th day of August, 1904.
Okay. And where were you born?
Down on this road across the road. Not far from the Hoochter clan there.
Okay. What did your father do for a living? What was his occupation?
Farming.
Okay, so you were the oldest of a large family, and so what did you children do for fun, say, up until the time you were a teenager? What did you play? What games?
Well, we played ball, and Mama made us some balls out of old socks and stuff, and knitted them together, and that was our ball. And we had no money to buy a ball, and we had no bet, but we took a crop in our hands. That's what our bet was. Mm-hmm. We played ball, and we got in a fight once in a while.
Did any of the neighbor kids come over and play with you?
Yeah.
Did you have neighbors?
Too many.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors was Angleto, Wilfred Cheerhart, that was the neighbor, and the fishes were all too young, so they come over, and then two Mexicans that lived with Wilfred's daddy, Uncle Adolf, my uncle, and he had a Mexican family, and they had three boys, and they used to come play with us, the Mexicans.
So it was sort of the family that entertained each other. Were there any other type of games y'all played?
Well, we made our own kites and flew them, and Mama used to raised the roof over the house when we got in the flour can and got flour out of that, made paste, flour and water to glue them together.
That's what you glued your kites with?
Sure.
Oh, I see. What'd you use for paper?
Newspaper. Most of the years through about catalogs.
Well,
newspaper, we didn't have none. But they had Sears Roebuck of catalogs them old times, mm-hmm. And we'd take them papers and glue them together.
I see. Well, what kind of, did you get little sticks or something?
Yeah, we had little sticks we tied together with string.
Well, how did you manage to get enough string together? How did you get that?
Well, we had tied a lot of them together, and then once in a while, Mama brought us a ball of twine, and then that's what we flew the kites with.
So that was something special.
And then in wintertime, when they made sausage, to use the kite string to tie the sausage. And in summer, we didn't have no more kite string.
I like
another kite string.
I like that. Okay. Did your family have did they have company people coming in on Sundays?
Oh, yeah. Every week there was company.
Mm-hmm.
Like Uncle Herman Bibbitt, that was his wife was a sister of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Uncle Adolf come down, and Uncle Willie, and we go to them on Sundays and visit families. Every Sunday there's something brewing somewhere. And then they'd call each other. Well, they had telephones, and they'd call and ask if they was home tomorrow or Sunday. Yeah, well, we'll come over there.
You mean they had telephones?
Oh, yeah, we had a telephone.
Well,
a party line.
Uh-huh.
Line four. I don't know if it's still operating or not.
Well, I'm sure it operated until we went to Bell Telephone.
Properly, yeah. It operated as long as the San Geronimo deal was on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize you were that modern that you had telephone.
Oh, yeah, we had a telephone, one of them big old boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And had two barrels on top and mm-hmm. a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had.
Well, then when the families got together like that, when you all were kids and you visited back and forth, what kind of entertainment did they have then? Was it just visiting or did they?
Well, the old ones were scattered. Well, they come in the morning, uh-huh. Little like that, and
yeah.
Then they stayed all day.
Yeah.
And eat lunch there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the evening they stay for supper, and sometimes they didn't. Just all depends. And then always play cards.
Mm-hmm.
They played high five and pitch and loop.
Oh, I see.
So and same pound.
Mm-hmm.
500. Mm-hmm. That is same pound if they come.
Yeah.
And then when that started, well, the kids started out to go out, including the little one that crawled. They even sent him along, so he wouldn't have a way.
Okay, did the women get involved in these parties?
Well, they did, and with the men, sure.
Okay. Well,
They used to, and Grandma Grove used to play with them there.
That was your grandmother,
mm-hmm. That was Mama's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to play with them too at night, you know. Not when company was there, but at home we played cards with the oldies too.
Well, did they didn't do any dancing then for entertainment?
Them old
occasions, yes.
Yeah, but they only had about three dances a year.
So they didn't dance at home then. They would go to a public dance, right?
They went to the big dance hall here, where Charlie Street lived, that's all they cooled down to.
You mean your folks went to that dance hall?
Sure.
You're only the second person that has talked to me in all these interviews about that dance hall.
Tell me
about it. Tell me what you can about it.
I was a kid about that time. I must have been about 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
or 10. When Nick Garrett had dances there, and he had the saloon where Gene Cruz's old station is, that old rotten building there, that
right.
was the saloon.
Yeah.
And the dance hall was back there with Charlie Cruz's house, it's the old man's house.
Yeah.
Right in there. And then Nick had a livery stable, and he kept horses there. There were people that brought come there and wanted to keep the horse all night. You know, salesmen and stuff used to come in horses. I don't know where they hailed from.
They were travelers, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. And then they stayed there, and Rose and Petey just, Vivian, back up his grandma. She run a hotel there, a rooming house, in that old factory, that long building. But they tore it up now, what Gene Cruz's restaurant store is, there was.
It was a long building with rooms?
Oh, yeah. Had about 8 or 9 rooms.
And Rosa Bittiger.
Rosa Bittiger was the owner of that place. And Nick, her brother, he ran the. He's on the saloon.
I see.
And the dance all they run together. And old man Arch played there, and I've seen him play quite a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't dance yet then, I was too young.
Right. But, what type of a hall was it? Can you describe it?
It was a real pretty hall. A good floor in it. I danced in that hall later long. You know, not people. When I started dancing, I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to dance there. And later on, that
After 6 years, it must have been about 19 or 20, somewhere in there, when Joe shot and then played August and Joe and Willie shot the head of August and they played there.
And then it was the base dance hall we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's where I started. Well, I danced. Where I started to start dancing was where Ellen Thomas' store was upstairs. That's where I started. And I remember the girl I danced with the first time I danced.
Who was that?
That was Terry Breed and also Chuck White.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was the first dance,
the
huh?
First dance.
Well, that's interesting. Well, will you describe this bass dance hall to me?
Well, the bass dance hall was facing, north and south. You know.
Yes, right.
And then the long deals was the east and west.
That was the room.
That was the dance hall. And then and on the north side, it had a bandstand, a stage. They used to have a... Well, they call them them days, I don't know what they call them now, entertainment. They had shows, you know.
Oh, like traveling shows or did
local people.
Put
yeah.
on plays and...
Like when the school plays was on, they had them in these halls.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, also, I guess maybe played music and sang and this type of thing.
Yeah, school plays.
And maybe adults put on a play?
Yeah, adults put them on.
All right.
The teenage girls involved.
All
yeah.
Right.
And the young, also the younger ones were there and watched them.
Mm-hmm.
And watched the show. Yeah. Regular Waterloo shows.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call them Waterloo. Well, it wasn't no Waterloo and there was no pros, but they...
That they were, they sure went up there and tried and
they
entertained.
They tried their best, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, So when what happened to this hall? What if you know, did they pull it down or what?
I'll tell you what, that hall was the old Fritz Trooper up here where Milton Sheard lived.
Yes.
That was Fritz Trooper's place and his wife lived there and he bought that old dance hall when Charlie Cease bought that place. Well, when Charlie bought that place from I guess Nick Sherrod or somebody, I don't know who owned it when he bought it. And that time the paper shop was there, Old Man in Green. And that hall was sold, and I don't know whether Nick Sherrod sold it to Fritz Trooper or whether he bought the whole place and sold the hall to Fritz. That I don't know. But I know Fritz bought it and they pulled it down and he built some barns up there with lumber from that old ancestor.
Do you know about when that was? What year approximately? Do you have an idea?
I really don't know, Madeline. Just how.
Well, if you said you were born in 1904, is that what you said? And you were 16 when you started dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
So it would have been after 1920 or somewhere.
Somewhere along in there, yeah.
Well, that's the same because it must have been a nice building.
It was a nice building. And had windows, all you had to do was pull a rope up the arm and it had a little.
Pulley?
A little pulley. And they, a little rope went through it and they pulled them windows up any height they want them to raise. And they were about, when the people sat in it, it was about the, over, right about the shoulders behind the wall and they could see out of the hall anyway. That's the way it was built. A lot of, never had no fan, no microphone or nothing else.
It sounds like it was one of the places to go at
it
that
time. It was a place that people went.
And then for the drinks, they had to walk over to
over the saloon.
Yeah. Okay.
And at night at 12 o'clock, they had lunch.
Oh.
And they had fried and homemade sausage every day. But it was only about $4 a year.
Yes. Well, did you pay for that? You had to pay extra for the lunch?
They paid whatever, I don't know, but they paid at the hall, and whatever they paid there, that went with.
Oh.
And see, and the kids all eat that too. Many sure.
Well, you said your parents went to the bake hall a lot to dance. Did all of the children go along when they did this?
Most of them. There was no other solution. The young ones were laid under the benches, and the other ones were on the lot, and used to fight outside and everything.
So you didn't have babysitters?
No babies. No.
Took all the kids along?
All of them.
So y'all looked forward to that too?
Oh, yeah.
Even
sure.
Though you couldn't dance?
That was a treat for us.
Yeah.
Do something else besides the four of us, you
know. Oh, that's interesting.
And there was a Petrus. That come out here, and he was selling sweatshirts.
Uh-huh.
His name was Sivaho.
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 Oh, awesome.
And he was out here every time they had a dance. He was out here, and them old folks thought every fruit he had.
So.
And about that time, when he opened up his fruit stand, and about that time, there were about 3/4 drunk, them guys, and they bought everything he had.
So he would make it a point to be there when
every time he had a dance.
Well,
and his horses he had in the stable over there. Mm-hmm.
You said his name was Sivaho.
Sivaho, yeah.
Is that really his
name? That was his name, yeah. Sivaho.
Well, that translated as seven hair.
Seven hair, yeah.
That's interesting. Do you know where he came from? Do you have any idea?
From San Jose. That's where he brought the.
Well,
and that's different stuff.
Did he speak Alsatian?
No, he spoke English.
I see. Well, that's interesting. You don't know anything else about him?
Other than that, I don't know nothing about him. I know we used to buy apples from him.
Yes, yeah, okay.
When we had a nickel or a dime, we bought apples from him. And some down Daddy bought us some and given to him.
But
he never had no money. Johnny also sold hamburgers there for 5 cents a hamburger.
And he was already in the hamburger business then.
He was in had a, and the fish for country, I believe it's still standing there. He had a cold oil burger hanging on that tree and his pan on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he fried hamburgers and made hamburgers, 5 cents a hamburger.
Oh,
egg sandwiches, too.
Egg sandwich?
Well, an egg sandwich, a goddamn too. Yeah, make me egg sandwich. You knock the egg in the pan, fry it a little, turn it over, put some mustard. What you want, mustard or some? He said.
Sops being mustard in Alsatian.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that, so your parents then, they enjoyed going out and having a good time.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
All the Shearhawks and girls were fun-loving people.
Well, and not only the girls from the Shearhawks, they were favorites and shops and whatnot. Everybody from.
Every.
From Rio Medina, from La Costa, from everywhere to come over.
Well, what time of the night would these dances start and how late?
They start about 8 o'clock until 1 o'clock.
Well, we've had several people tell us that sometimes they would dance all night. Do you remember
at
all?
I remember that at the surprise parties, but not at a dance
not
hall.
Not at a dance hall.
We
okay.
Had some private parties at the home.
Uh-huh.
There they danced each summer.
All right. You said you started dancing when you were 16, and the first girl you danced with was Terry Spree.
Yeah.
All right. And you started. Excuse me, you started dancing at the Wernet Hall. You said the old Wernet Hall above Congress Store?
Above Congress Store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who owned it then.
Okay.
That's where I started dancing then.
Well, what was the custom then at this time when you were 16? Was it still the dances on special occasions only, or did they have them more often?
No, they had Christmas. They had Christmas dance, and they had New Year's dance, and they had Easter dance, Easter Sunday, and Easter Monday, they had two days, East Sunday and Easter Monday. Mm-hmm. On the 4th of July, they had a day. And let me see, I don't even remember, about 4 or 5 families a year they had.
They had two for Easter?
Oh, yeah. Oster Monday and that Thursday, they call it. The Easter Monday. Monday.
You said they had them on Easter Monday. Well, what about Christmas? Were they on Christmas night?
Christmas night they had, not on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day night they had a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a big day.
I had some people to tell me that sometimes they would have them the day after Christmas. Do you know anything about that?
No, that must have been after my day.
I think it was before your day.
Before my day, yeah.
Okay. Well, you said, okay, where did you dance then when you became a young man? What places in Castroville had dances?
Well, when I went to dances for the record, the word of Garden, the old hall they pulled down, that's where we danced.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, I danced a lot. Rio Medina, Queen. No, I didn't go to Queen too much. Once in a while I went to Queen. But my main ride was here in Castleton and Rio Medina and the Woodman Hall at La Crosse. I went down there. And then when Tragetti built that hall up here, then we went there and at the Wernick Garden down here, the old hall that they pulled down.
All right, I'm going to backtrack here on one point about your parents. What kind of transportation did you have when you went with your parents to get to these dances?
Buggy and horse.
Buggy and horse.
We had a two-seated carriage. We was always sitting on that carriage, looked like a bunch of turkeys on a turkey wagon.
That was a load with 10
yeah.
kids.
Well, there was only 8, 2 of them died.
Yeah, but still, that's 10
yeah.
people in a
car. Yeah.
That sounds like it was fun. So then, what kind of transportation did you use when you started going?
A foot.
Walk?
Walk, yeah. I walked most of the time.
Well, where did you live at the time when you started going?
I started going
mm-hmm.
to Dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Were y'all still down there on the lookout road?
No, we lived out here on the Keith list.
Ms. John Heaser?
Ms. John Heaser. That was our home.
On Highway 90.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we live.
That's
and I come to Castroville. With the horse and Grandpa Grove lived with that old Peter McBowl place.
Who owns it now?
Oh, right there. Corus. It's a young car list, the Colonel Corus.
Yes, down there next to the Green Seat.
Mm-hmm,
on the
right there is where he lives, not over the horse. Then from there I went to with Pine Jayhawk, he was on the garage here and we followed with him and Oscar Carmela.
Oh, I see.
And then I bought some gas for him and then...
And they take you along?
They take me along, yeah.
Well,
and not only me, and then Richard Dorr had a little Model T with just 2 seats in it. One for him and one for a partner. And, no hood on it and nothing, just 4 wheels, and I rode with him a lot. We went to Rio Medina to dance, so I danced a lot in that hall.
What was the name of the hall at Rio Medina?
Mayflower.
Could you describe that to me?
That was round.
A round dance?
Round, no. You never found a corner.
Can you describe the difference to me between a dance hall, present-day dance hall, and the way they used to be? You know, did they have tables and things like they do now, or how?
They had nothing in the hall, not even the soda water counter was built outside in a against the hall. The four walls were square, not square, but long, mm-hmm. and they had benches all around for the women to sit down or the men, those who wanted to sit down. But there was no table in there, nothing. When the music played, the whole place was for the dancers.
And if you wanted to drink anything, you had to go outside or somewhere else to get it.
You could get it from the inside.
I see.
But it was built like...
Built separately.
Separately, outside. It wasn't built in where you had to dance around it.
And you didn't sit down to a table to...
No. There was no table.
Well, that's a big difference, you know.
That's a big difference.
Right. Okay, so...
And everybody that wanted to dance had a partner every day. I had a partner every time the music played, and not the same one either.
You danced with all the girls?
With all of them.
What were some of the dances you danced, the names of the different kinds?
Well, I'll tell you what, Madeline, there's so many I don't even forget half of them, but I used to flea hop.
Flea hop?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you describe that? What did you do? Can you tell me how that went? I never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah, flea hop. Me and Mom and I. Now, yet, if it wouldn't be so damn old, I still like it. My legs don't take anymore.
The flea quit hopping.
Yeah. The flea quit hopping.
All right.
Well, and then we dance waltzes, mm-hmm. polkas, mm-hmm. two steps, one step, seven step, schottische. And flea hop.
Put your little foot,
put
maybe?
Put your little foot, yeah.
Herr Schmidt, maybe?
Herr Schmidt, all of them we danced years ago.
Well, how did you learn to dance? Did you just learn by yourself, or did somebody teach you?
No, I'll tell you what. My mother was a good dancer. She could dance all, and I used to dance when I started dancing. I used to go to these dances with them, you know, when I got a little bigger, Mama come and said to me, let's dance this one. Whatever it is, and she learned me how to dance, and she was a good dancer.
I think a lot of the mamas taught the kids how to dance.
Yeah.
So you went to the Wernitz Garden, you went to the Mayflower, and you... the Wernitz Garden, which is now Kinnick Park.
Yeah, Kinnick Park.
And then the
Tregesser's.
Oh, you went to Tregesser's too. What?
Yeah.
How did you like Tregesser's Hall versus the rest of them? I understand it was.
That was the best hall that I ever danced in.
It was different.
And
it was more
best kept place too.
Yeah. Okay.
There was no shenanigans pulled around there. If somebody got smart in there, he found the gate, in the door, put it quick.
Did you have to dress in any special way to go to their dances?
You had to wear a coat.
How about a necktie? Did you
necktie too, and no hat on it either. No hat. And no blue jeans either.
And you didn't dance with a hat on?
No. You didn't have one on even if you didn't dance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in there, you take your hat off and leave it in the car. If not, they take it away from you, put shot, one of the two.
And did the girls have to dress special dance hall?
Yeah.
In other words, it was sort of like more formal, much more formal than the rest of them. Who were some of the dance bands then in your day? You said you danced to Gene Arts, but can you think of some of the others?
The Niemeyers.
Okay.
There was Five Brothers and Lillian. And then Emil Holman, he was from San Antonio, and old man Willard Orchestra, and then the Snow Deer Foxtrotters.
Snow Deer Foxtrotters.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
From Bonus Edelman. Slim Harry and Reef and them.
Tell me their names, if you can remember.
Joe Reef and Henry Carl and Slim Harry.
What instruments did they play?
Slim played the violin, and Carl played the flute, and Joe Reef played the guitar.
And what did you say their name was?
Snow Deer Foxtrotters. That's what they called them.
I love that. I haven't heard that. That's the first time I've heard about that. Did they play dances around here a lot?
They played at Rio Medina mostly.
I see.
But other than that, they didn't play.
Not too much.
At Donnelly, well, at Donnelly, I danced about two dances at Donnelly, that's all.
Well, I guess they just got together.
And they played at Quihee, I believe, too.
They probably just got together and learned to play together.
Yeah.
Probably couldn't read music.
No, no.
You know, so they weren't quite as sophisticated as these other bands that came in, right?
Well, I played music for 12 years myself, and I can't read a note.
You can't. Well, we're going to get to that music bit in a little bit here, and we're not going to forget it. We're going to get so you really preferred then the Tregesser Hall to all of the rest of them.
All of the rest of them, yeah.
Okay. Then when did you get married, Howard? What in what year?
30.
In 1930. So all of these dances and things you're telling me about now, that's before you married, right?
Oh, yeah, long before.
All right.
That is before I barbered. And I barbered, when I started barbering in 1925.
Okay.
In 24, I went to barber college, and on the end of 24, in November, I got my barber diploma. And in 25, I started a barbershop.
Mm-hmm. So all of these things you've been telling me, you did before. Plus, up to this point, you didn't have your own transportation as far as a car was concerned, right? You were hitching rides with your friends and
drove with my
gasoline.
Friends, yeah, with the family and like this, like that.
Yeah. Well, what about box suppers? I think that came along later, didn't
that
it?
That came along. All right. That was all in that
same
category.
In that
category,
same period,
yeah.
Huh? That same era, that mm-hmm. same period. Where did they have these box suppers and when? I mean, about how often did they have them and for what reason?
They had them to raise money, I guess, to help pay for the school expenses or what.
Uh-huh.
Now they have, I don't know, other ways to raise money. And each girl had to bring a box with some food in it, and she'd invite a boyfriend or a boy, a partner, to these box offers. And I was invited to a lot of them. And then you were supposed to buy the box, you know. Well, some boys that had, I didn't have no money to buy one.
Okay. That's